Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
U.S. lawmakers tell DOJ to quit blindly funding predictive police tools. Members of Congress say the DOJ is funding the use of AI tools that further discriminatory policing practices. They're demanding higher standards for federal grants. By Del Cameron. The United States Department of Justice has failed to convince a group of U.S. lawmakers that state and local police agencies aren't awarded federal grants to buy AI-based policing tools known to be inaccurate, if not prone to exacerbating biases long observed in U.S. police forces. Seven members of Congress wrote in a letter to the DOJ, first obtained by Wired, that the information they pried loose from the agency had only served to inflame their concerns about the DOJ's police grant program. Nothing in its responses so far, the lawmakers said, indicates the government has bothered to investigate whether departments awarded grants bought discriminatory policing software. We urge you to halt all Department of Justice grants for predictive policing systems until the DOJ can ensure that grant recipients will not use such systems in ways that have a discriminatory impact, the letter reads. The Justice Department previously acknowledged that it had not kept track of whether police departments were using the funding awarded under the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant Program to purchase so-called predictive policing tools. Led by Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat of Oregon, the lawmakers say the DOJ is required by law to periodically review whether grant recipients comply with Title VI of the nation's Civil Rights Act. The DOJ is patently forbidden, they explain, from funding programs shown to discriminate on the basis of race, ethnicity, or national origin, whether that outcome is intentional or not. Independent investigations in the press have found that popular predictive policing tools trained on historical crime data often replicate long-held biases, offering law enforcement at best a veneer of scientific legitimacy while perpetuating the over-policing of predominantly Black and Latino neighborhoods. An October headline from The Markup states, bluntly, predictive policing software terrible at predicting crimes. The story recounts how researchers at the publication recently examined 23,631 police crime predictions and found them accurate roughly 1% of the time. Predictive policing systems rely on historical data distorted by falsified crime reports and disproportionate arrests of people of color, Wyden and the other lawmakers wrote, predicting, as many researchers have, that the technology only serves to create dangerous feedback loops. Biased predictions are used to justify disproportionate stops and arrests in minority neighborhoods, further biasing statistics on where crimes occur. Senators Jeffrey Merkley, Ed Markey, Alex Padilla, Peter Welch, and John Fetterman also co-signed the letter, as did Republican Yvette Clark. The lawmakers have requested that an upcoming presidential report on policing and artificial intelligence investigate the use of predictive policing tools in the U.S. The report should assess the accuracy and precision of predictive policing models across protected classes, their interpretability, and their validity to include, they added, any limits on assessing their risks posed by a lack of transparency from the companies developing them. Should the DOJ wish to continue funding the technology after this assessment, The lawmakers say it should at least establish evidence standards to determine which predictive models are discriminatory and then reject funding for all those that fail to live up to them. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.